on Cornell University's Impacts of AI Week. Getting people to trust AI can be tricky. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Chin Young, assistant professor in information science, examines how doctors became comfortable with using technology.
Hospitals have begun using decision support tools, tools powered by artificial intelligence that help doctors diagnose diseases, suggest treatment, or predict surgical outcomes. But no such model is correct all the time. How can these systems help doctors understand when to trust an AI's recommendation or not? Our research found that if these tools can counsel the doctor like a colleague, meaning if they can draw evidence from clinical trials to support the AI's recommendation, then doctors can better weigh the merit of each recommendation and adopt it only when they should. That's why we first went to study how doctors explained their recommendations to their colleagues when making diagnostic or treatment decisions. And we wanted to design AI systems that mirror their natural way of explaining recommendations. We found that when doctors recommend a treatment to colleagues, they don't explain how they came up with the idea. Instead, they draw both supporting and counter evidence from clinical trials to show why, on aggregate, their recommendation is trustworthy. So we created a system that explains AI recommendations with clinical evidence in similar ways. And this approach worked. A decision support tool that counsels the doctor like a colleague could really help them better judge whether each AI recommendation is right or wrong.
That was Chin Young of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.